Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned today. During the first hour, we're going to have Dr. Peter Rouse on talking about gut health and how to improve your gut health. Peter has a regimen that works for everybody. Carlos Cardenas was the first one to talk to me about what Peter helped him do with his stomach over a year ago when I was still in Phoenix, probably more like a year and a half, 2 years ago. Peter did it for me too recently. He's done it for thousands of other people as well, and we're going to actually share his secret, because every time you turn around, somebody's complaining about having stomach problems, and it's almost unavoidable in this day and age. Later in the show, we're going to have the official Superhuman Radio supplement guru. You remember him, Matt Cahill, coming on to talk about a blend of nootropics that actually act as an ergogenic aid. I've been experimenting with what he sent me. It's amazing. It really, really is. Anyway, that's during the second hour. Dr. Peter Rouse has been on the show numerous times. People always learn something from. How you doing, Peter?
I'm doing well, Carl. How are you doing?
Good, good. By the way, Dr. Rouse has sent me some TA65, and I am experimenting with it. I hope soon to be 19 years old again. So just stay tuned for that.
I think you'd be happy with 25, wouldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd be happy with 35, actually, to be honest with you. But anyway, okay. So no matter who you talk to today, Peter. Just this morning, someone posted on my Facebook, you know, how can I get my stomach straightened out? My stomach is bothering me. Elisa posted back and said, listen to today's show with Dr. Rouse. I think I'm a pretty savvy guy, yet I destroyed my stomach by listening to a dentist and taking an antibiotic for an infection I had in my tooth. And for 2 years, my stomach was not right again until a protocol that you put me on. And within like the first week, I noticed that I wasn't waking up in the morning belching, that after I ate food, it didn't feel like lead in my stomach. Food was actually moving through my stomach. I was able to eat things that I had given up for a short time because they were causing me a lot of gut distress. And when we talk about gut health, you have to understand it's much more than just belching and flatulence and discomfort. If you're not digesting foods, that means that things are being released into your bloodstream that actually have been shown to be linked to autoimmune disorders. So gut health may actually be the reason that some people develop autoimmune disorders. There's linkages between late onset autism and gut health. There's linkages to everything today in gut health. It all starts with what we swallow and how our body handles it. And that's why it's so important. So while we're going to be talking about a rescue method, if you will, this is also something that, in my humble opinion, Peter, and you correct me, somebody should do at least every couple years, a couple times a year, just to keep the gut healthy. Would you say that's a correct statement?
Yeah, you could do it even more, but a couple times a year would definitely help maintain the ecology and maintain that health of the entire gastrointestinal system. Some people could actually do with it more. Especially if someone's on taking a lot of antibiotics in the past, of course, you know, you need to stop that, of course, and then start on a regimen like this. You may need to do it quite often, every few months, go through a cycle of it. We usually find, you know, 4 to 6 weeks is long enough to go through a heavy duty cycle. And of course, after that, you do a maintenance anyway as well.
You know, for those people who don't think that gut health is critical, my poor mother is literally dying right now because of an antibiotic that they put her on for C. diff that has destroyed the flora in her stomach. And she's got such bad chronic diarrhea that we can't get her out of the hospital long enough to straighten her out now. So if you think that gut health is just about discomfort and belching, please read deeper into this message. This is really, really critical for overall health. It all starts in your gut. Peter, what do you think the worst culprits are? The reason that so many people today are complaining about having stomach problems. I mean, just look at the vast amount of drugs like Nexium that are being sold.
Well, I think it actually starts well before then. If you look at, you know, even looking at the birth canal, and that's where you first get colonized. Often the mothers themselves are compromised, so therefore, you know, the baby doesn't have any chance of getting colonized. And then from there, it goes into breastfeeding. If they aren't breastfed and they're fed on a bottle, and then that disrupts the whole ecology of the gastrointestinal system as well.
So what you're saying is breastfeeding is not only, and that's obviously where, I mean, La Leche League used to promote breastfeeding and say that babies that were breastfed had much more robust immune systems. Are you saying that that all comes from the gut?
Absolutely. I mean, most that is, you know, most immune system is function is from the gut itself. So, anytime you compromise the gut, you're compromising your immune system. So therefore, if you improve the entire ecology, your immune system is boosted as well. And you probably find with yourself, you know, as you get better and better, you'll find that you won't get, you know, little colds and coughs. And I remember maybe a couple of years ago, you were getting quite a bit of throat issues as well. That could be, you know, that could be eliminated as well.
Well, interestingly enough, when I read Randy Roach's first book, the first volume of Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors, it was well known amongst physical culturists that the guys with the best digestive systems were able to put on the most muscle because they were able to assimilate and utilize all the nutrients they were eating. So it wasn't just about stimulating the muscle to grow with exercise. It was then the reparation and restoration process that occurs as a result of nutrition. So having a robust digestive system is critical for performance. And then one other thing. Crispin Sullivan came on my show when we talked about lectins a couple years ago and said that when you look at centenarians, people who live past 100, they have three things that they had in common. I don't remember what the first one was. The second one was normal thyroid function, but the most important and third one, she said, the most important one was they had the most robust gut flora, and some of them had coliforms that were not evident in the average stomach. So that means that these people were able to digest food so well that the body was able to assimilate all of it, and more importantly, none of it was being released into the body as a foreign object, if you will. Isn't that interesting?
Well, it's interesting you mentioned the thyroid, though, too, because the GI health, and I see this a lot with my patients that I work with, the GI health has a huge influence on the thyroid function. So the fact that they have a healthy gastrointestinal system may be, you know, in relationship to the healthy thyroid.
In fact, I had a discussion just recently about this. I suspect that most autoimmune disorders, where the body starts to attack itself, someday, will be identified as a result of undigested actives getting into the bloodstream. And the analogy I gave at a party recently, because somebody I know who's having problems with their thyroid, they have an autoimmune disorder where their thyroid is attacking, and they're now having their thyroid removed. And I said, you know, it's kind of like a drive-by shooting where the good person happens to be standing behind the bad person. They both get shot. When you have all of these particulate matters that are undigested running through your body, and the body is trying to deal with it, sometimes they store themselves, let's say, in the thyroid or in an area of the body. When the body goes in to get rid of them, it also damages the gland that happens to be harboring what should we call them? These volatile compounds or whatever you want to call them. So I suspect that years from now, they're going to discover that autoimmune disorders are not necessarily genetic in nature, but instead as a result of diet and the body's ability to assimilate food. What would you say to that, Peter? You think I'm really off base?
Well, you're kind of halfway there. They are genetic in the sense, let's say we take celiac, which is, you know, really common and becoming more common these days, that celiac is a genetic-based autoimmune system disease. But it takes an epigenetic expression to trigger that. So the, you know, the outside environment, what you're eating and so forth, triggers that gene to trigger that disease. So yes, you are right in the sense of what you're eating are is the underlying cause for triggering that gene and causing that gene to express itself in the sense of being, you know, causing celiac disease.
Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to get right into this. We're going to find out what Dr. Peter Rouse does with people when they are suffering from problems with their gut, and they come to him, and he helps them. He helps them regain their ability to digest foods and live without that discomfort. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Products that I believe in, the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at primordialperformance.com. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. Finally, a time-released energy tablet. No more shots or drinks filled with sugar. Atomic Tabs are here. Atomic Tabs are the only time-released, high-energy, chewable tablet available anywhere. Atomic Tabs have as much caffeine as a cup of coffee combined with energy and focus enhancing ingredients that will give you a long lasting wave of energy with no jitters or crash. Energy comes on in 5 minutes after you chew it. Go to AtomicTabs.com, be one of the first 10,000 people to sign the mailing list and get a free sample of Atomic Tabs. Go to AtomicTabs.com today. Chew your energy.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-oxoprogesterone. 6-oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay. So your stomach is bothering you constantly. You're not digesting your food. Every time you eat, you have this uncomfortable feeling. You wake up in the morning and You're belching and you haven't even eaten anything because your stomach is actually devouring itself, by the way. What do you do? Where do you start first, Peter?
Well, in an ideal situation, we'd run some lab work and we'd take some stool samples and then we could identify what's going on with the actual bacterial balance or the ecology in the actual gastrointestinal system, particularly the colon. But if you don't have an option on that, you know, we can still kind of approach it looking at a, you know, a generic approach. So what we would do is we might need to look at cleaning out some of the bad stuff first before we can recolonize with the good stuff. But this could be done quite carefully and almost overlapping as well, so that you don't get a point where you're depleting the good stuff to a point where the bad. Or, I mean, it's kind of a hard term to say good.
Well,
or bad,
you know what this is like. And remember when I called you when I was having my gut issues, and I said, Peter, I said, every year people kill their lawn in order to reseed it. Isn't there some way that I can do that with the flora in my stomach? Remember that? I called you and I said, you said, well, yes, that's exactly what you need to do, but maybe you don't have to do that. You don't have to go to that extreme. So sometimes you may have to do that in the worst cases, and then you do have to turn to antibiotics, don't you?
Well, no. That's the point, is that we use, not always. I mean, that's in the worst, absolute worst case scenario that you need to kill everything off. I really ever see we need to do that. I sent you some silver, remember colloidal silver?
Yes.
I mean, that works semi-effectively for killing some of the bacterial balance in the stomach. You notice that there's a lot of negative press on using silver?
Yes.
Notice that you've got to look at it this way, is the stuff that works the best is usually what they attack the most, the establishment attacks, you know, the medical establishment.
And you're not suggesting people take colloidal silver indefinitely in large doses. You're saying, as a preparation.
Oh, never in lowest doses. Never in large doses. But yeah, short-term use is very, very effective. I had one of my friends who, his friend had a very bad sore on the arm. It actually was infecting the entire arm to a point where she was about to go to the hospital. We used a silver type based gel on the wound itself. The next day it was like 90% better.
Yeah.
And that was just a couple of days ago. So,
yeah,
you know, this stuff
silver,
really works.
Silver is known as an antimicrobial, antibacterial agent. Very, very powerful.
Yes. So we use a small dosage of that. We're using usually 10 parts per million. And that's like usually a spray or a liquid. We usually like the spray because you can control the dosage a little bit easier. And then also the second thing is using an enema, which, you know, you basically coffee enema where you, politely put a tube up your butt and clean out the colon from that end of the system as well.
Do you think that colonics is effective instead of the coffee bean enema?
Well, it can be, but can be a little bit aggressive. You'd use that in the worst case scenario. Again, if you're looking at using antibiotics, then maybe that would be an issue, you know, something
now,
you want to look at.
Do you absorb any of the caffeine from a coffee bean enema?
Well, absolutely, and that's what you want to do because it stimulates the liver produce greater glutathione. So when the whole stimulation of greater glutathione is going to increase the detoxification pathways and eliminate a lot of waste. Dr. Gonzalez, based in New York, he uses it for treatment with cancer patients and, you know, very effectively, particularly with pancreatic cancer. And his patients live the longest out of all, and they've just done research on this, studies done on this and everything. And, you know, it's one of the most effective means of cleaning out the system.
Right, right. Okay, so once you get the landscape, so to speak, or the terrain, so to speak, prepared, what other things need to be eliminated from the diet or eliminated in order to clean things up, so to speak?
Well, yeah, that's a good point. We look at using the elimination diet that I've talked about on your show before. We basically eliminate all kind of foods that may be gut irritative. I mean, I've talked to you about fire before, and I actually had a lunch yesterday with a friend of mine who's from Australia and his family. They're all kind of in the medical field, professor in advanced medicine, cardiology, and stuff like that. And we're talking about that. And the mindset still is that, you know, you need high fiber to, you know, help bowel movements and clean out the gut and everything. But that's one of the major things that causes gut irritants, especially when you're in a situation like this. You're going to find that you're going to have inflammation in the intestinal tract, and the fiber is just going to irritate that further. And all your high fiber foods are something you want to watch out on. You're going to naturally get some, you know, small amount of fiber, insoluble and soluble fiber, coming in from some of the vegetables you eat and everything. But you don't need to overdo it. And they actually, you know, if you know what they do traditionally with people who have kind of any kind of stool issues where they can't pass stools for several days, they'll give them a very, very high fiber supplementation,
right,
to help kind of push that through. But that's kind of, you know, it's a short-term cure. Well, it doesn't always work either, but it's a short-term cure but causes more problems in the long term. So you got to think about the whole intestinal tract. You know, it's like a it's a big muscle pushing it through. We don't need to drag it through because it's naturally going to push through with the muscular contraction.
Right.
So the whole intestinal tract is surrounded by a muscle, and that pushes all that stool through. The fastest section is actually the small intestine, and then it slowly moves through the large intestine because that's where it gets a lot of reabsorption right. of the water. Most of the water is reabsorbed in the large intestine or the colon. So, you know, that whole process is a pushing through process. Now, if you use fiber, you can actually push it through too fast as well, and you get malabsorption, and that's going to cause issues as well, because you get malabsorption, you're going to get proper absorption of all the nutrients you need, and then that's going to cause other, you know, nutrient deficiencies, which is the cause of, you know, half the diseases we see today.
Right, right. And that comes back to what we're saying, why gut health is so important. Because
so that's why we remove grains.
There you go. So the first thing you do is you tell people to stop eating grains, right?
Well, we basically remove anything that could be a potential gut irritant. So we're looking at grains is a big one. Nightshade vegetables can be a little bit shady.
And nightshade vegetables include tomatoes, eggplant. I mean, that's a very, very broad scope of vegetables.
Yep, we have a list that we give them, and they're kind of like It's actually just a temporary thing because we want to make sure we eliminate anything that could be potential problems until everything calms down and we can introduce them one at a time to see which one they can be eating, which one's causing the problems.
When Carlos Cardenas was coming down to train with me in Phoenix, he told me that he started seeing you because he had such terrible stomach problems. And he at first, you know, he said that he was eliminating all these different things from his diet, and he told me he had to eliminate tomato and stuff like that, and I was like, wow. Are you sure that, you know, that's really necessary? Well, a couple weeks later, he told me that his stomach had never felt better.
Yeah.
So
we've got to remove anything that's a potential gut irritant. It may not be the cause, but if when the gut's already irritated and is in that situation, you need to remove anything that's a potential gut irritant. That includes eggs. Eggs are a gut irritant.
That would be that'd be a hard one for me to give up, eggs, because I love eggs.
Me too.
I eat them every day.
Yeah, I mean, you got to cut these things out.
Is it the yolk, or is it what is it about the
it's the albumin? These are your protein and albumin that causes the gut irritant, that causes a reaction. Yeah. Only when there's issues in the GI, so they aren't going to cause the problem, but they can add to the problem once there is a problem there.
Now, two people posted questions. Sean Bean just posted on my Facebook. Let me just get back to it. I'm sorry. I should have been better prepared for this. He posted on my Facebook. He said, ask Dr. Peter Rouse if the current rise in sex hormone binding globulin that he's been seeing in males all of a sudden is related to hidden inflammation within the GI that causes a rise in sex hormone binding globulin. Can it also have to do with alcoholics? I guess there's some research out there that shows that the government did that shows that alcoholics have a higher SHBG. Could this be a byproduct of acetaldehydes from candida?
Well, yeah, any kind of inflammation can increase sex hormone binding globulin, and especially from the gut, because the gut actually has a control pathway for the endocrine system. So to answer this question in a short way is that, yes, it can be from the gut. Now, with alcoholism, there's a whole different issue because of the alcohol. I mean, I know you like alcohol a little bit, but I'm actually dead set against anybody using alcohol anytime. To me, it's a poison and it's endocrine disruptor. You talk about, you know, your PBA, you talk about soy and so forth, but alcohol is just as bad as far as being an endocrine
disruptor.
Well,
let's face it. We were never designed. You wouldn't give alcohol to your dog, right?
You'd kill it.
Well, because you know that it's not good for the dog. I always use that as an analogy. I mean, you wouldn't give alcohol to your dog. It's like, no, I wouldn't do that to my dog. I wouldn't. We use alcohol because of its drug-like effects, let's be honest. It's not, and then we try to find research that supports the notion that, hey, well, you know, but it also has these benefits. And, like, I go back to my old adage. I'm sure that there are antioxidant value in the undigested pin oats and horse manure, but I'm not going to start picking pin oats out of horse manure and eating them for those antioxidants. You know what I mean?
So yeah, they kind of isolate the good components in the wines and so forth, and say this is good for you because of this, but then they fail to indicate that, well, you know, that's all cancelled out because you take it in with alcohol. You know, that's why you see resveratrol and other kind of grapeseed extracts and so forth on the market as a supplement, because they are good, but they don't, I mean, for you to get the amount of resveratrol, you'd have to drink I couldn't even imagine how many bottles of wine each night. And I think drinking 4 or 5 bottles of wine each night or more probably would kind of counteract any kind of benefit you'd get from the resveratrol.
Well, none of that, not only from the resveratrol, but from everything that you're doing, you know, anything healthy you're doing. Also, yeah. I want to get this one in. Jimmy Palero wants to know if the things that we're going to be talking about today in, about gut health would apply to children as well.
Oh, more so with children. This is really important. Dr. Wakefield had research on vaccines and the gut health and autism. You mentioned that before.
Yeah.
So if you look up probably on YouTube and on Google, just Dr. Wakefield, Andrew Wakefield, and he's got some information on that. But, yes, children are very important. We use it for autistic kids that we can actually bring them back or improve their condition.
Especially, yeah, late onset autism. Children who develop autism at 6, 7, 8 years old. There's so much good research out there that links it back to improper digestion, gut health, and two specific probiotics. One called L. plantarum, which were the doctor in the UK, a female doctor in the UK, discovered with her son who was autistic. When you get a child's gut health in line when they have late onset autism, the symptoms 80% go away.
Well, you can actually with late onset autism, it actually is potentially possible to totally reverse it. Even with early onset, the potential there, if you get on early enough and prevent, you know, much damage being done, it's a lot harder. But with late onset, definitely you can, it's curable.
Well, there are a couple different types of autism. There really are.
Yeah.
There's one there's actual landscape changing of the brain. But the one that we're talking about now, I actually posted on my blog. Here, I'm just digging it up. Children with autism and gastrointestinal symptoms have altered digestive genes. So there's plenty of good research out there that shows that late onset autism may almost exclusively be a result of improper digestion. Think about that. I mean, so many kids are suffering, so many parents are suffering, and it could just be a matter of eliminating certain foods from the diet and taking steps to get the gut healthy again. All right, Peter, we have to take a break. When we come back, are we going to continue on cleaning up the diet, or are we going to talk about supplements that aid in reversing gut health?
Oh, we could talk about a couple more foods real quick, and then we'll just go straight into all the stuff to repair the gut.
Okay, so we're talking with Dr. Peter Rouse. We're talking about how to improve your digestive system and how to revamp your gut so that it is healthy again and you can thrive. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones. And Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexFin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Age Force has two new patches coming out in January, and I have been influential in developing both of them. And I think you're going to like them. We're talking about gut health with Dr. Peter Rouse. Later in the show, we'll have Matt Cahill on talking about nootropics as ergogenics. Peter, what other foods need to be eliminated?
Okay, this is one you look better than like, but remember this is temporarily, is dairy. Yeah. In particular, you know, looking in this country, I posted a book the other day on your Facebook page, was Devil in the Milk.
Yeah.
And it talks about the difference between A1 and A2 milk products. It's by Keith Woodford. He's actually a New Zealand scientist, so, I mean, he's a genius just because of that. But when you look at the A1, A2 milk, it's related to the better casein. Most of the milk product here in the U.S., including all the raw milk products, is A1.
I know. And see, I drink exclusively A2. All of my milk comes from cows that have been tested. They're Jerseys. Cows tend to be A2. But we did a show on beta A1 and beta A2 casein beginning of the year for that reason, because not all milk is created equal. We need to know that.
Yeah, so the A1 is actually going to cause a lot more problems. But while there's actually gut irritant there, even A2 can be an issue. So temporarily cutting out the dairy, if you want to go back onto dairy, make sure that it is A2 dairy. Now, saying that, all your goat's milk is naturally A2 and sheep milk as well. So if you're using goat milk, then you're fine because it's A2. So when you go and introduce dairy back in, and if you're taking goat's milk, then you're fine. It's actually definitely A2 anyway. So
what
that's
about,
why goat's milk can be a little bit better.
But doesn't raw unpasteurized milk have some probiotic value? I've always been taught that.
Yeah, it does have that probiotic value. But then if we're talking like the wine before, you're taking the good with the bad. If you're talking about A1, A1 is actually seriously, I mean, if you... You seriously need to read book, and it's got some really good information on there. I don't want to kind of promote another podcast, but there was a podcast also with Keith Woodford, who actually did a good show on that and covered the basics. So it's worthwhile listening to that. But definitely the book is worthwhile getting because it goes into much more detail.
Yeah, and like I said, we did a show beginning of the year about the difference between beta A1 and beta A2 casein, and that your cows should be tested. You don't want to guess, but it just turns out that milk from Jersey cows almost exclusively. It's the Holsteins, quite frankly, that screwed everything up. And the Holsteins were bred because of the commercial dairy industry. But anyway, let's get out of that. So you have to give up dairy for a little while. What about something that I happen to know you like, too, and I do as well, coffee?
Yep, coffee has to – that's gone. I'm actually drinking my coffee right now. But, that has to go as well because that – again, is gastrointestinal, you know.
Irritant.
Ah, you threw the
But you know what? But I gotta tell you something. I gotta tell you something. I'm starting to suspect that either there's GMO coffee beans out there or there's something different about some coffee beans versus the other. And let me tell you why. I can buy a cup of coffee from Starbucks and it irritates my throat. It irritates my stomach. I start belching. But there's a couple little boutique coffee companies here in town that are not big companies. They're little companies. They're supposedly fair trade. And I can drink their coffee and it goes down smooth. I suspect that there's some, just like there's differences in beta A1 and beta A2, there's something different about coffee beans out there that we're going to discover in the very, very near future. That some companies are getting coffee beans that have I don't know, maybe it's the way they grow them, maybe it's the soil, but something is more irritating about Starbucks coffee to me than other coffees.
Well, that's an interesting point because you look at you had the list on the show before about the most chemically laced food products. Well, coffee beats all of them by a mile.
Really?
Because a lot of the coffee is produced using up to 200 different chemicals. When you're taking in coffee, you're taking an additional 200 chemicals in there as well, pesticides and so forth. So, you know, your Starbucks coffee is a toxic cocktail. A lot of these boutique-type coffee places are actually using an organic bean. They don't promote it that much. I've been to a coffee place. I had to ask them because they weren't promoting the fact they were using organic beans, and they were using organic beans.
So I need to start looking for organic beans. Maybe that's the answer.
The best is actually biodynamic, and that's even kind of goes one further than the organic. I've talked about that briefly before. So that's going to be even better quality, and that's what I use.
Yeah. Okay. So we have to avoid these stomach irritants, dairy,
yeah,
eggs, coffee, and you have a whole list, obviously, mm-hmm, of foods that people have to avoid in conjunction with now rebuilding the flora in the stomach. And by rebuilding the flora in the stomach, you take very, very aggressive approaches, right?
Well, some say aggressive, but when you look at it, you know, with the colony of the gastrointestinal system, how many actual microbes are there, it's actually very small. But most of the people are taking, you know, maybe 1 to 5 billion strains, bacterial type.
Coliforms, probiotic. Right, CFUs, which is nothing. It's like, it literally is, when you think of your stomach and your gastrointestinal tract, and you think of the flora that lines your stomach and your GI tract. Think of think of the rainforest. And now think of dropping one seed into the rainforest and thinking you're doing something. That's the equivalent, yeah, of taking these over the counter 1 billion CFU, 5 billion CFU probiotics. It's meaningless. It's especially when the assault on your stomach on a day in and day out basis is more like the carpet bombing that took place in Vietnam, and then you're dropping one seed back in to replenish what you just did.
And also, you got to remember what you're desiccating every day, too, because about half the dry weight of your stool is actually bacteria.
Interesting.
Up to half the weight. So you mean you're losing it on a constant basis as well through the other end. So
right,
you need to replenish that. So as far as the probiotics concerned, yeah, we're taking anything between 200 and 800 billion strains per day. And like I suggested to you, you know, you take some in the morning, take some at night, first thing on, you know, on an empty stomach in the morning, and then last thing at night on an empty stomach. There's also ones we can get in extreme cases that are eccentric coated. Only problem with those is they don't come very strong dosage, so we'd have to use like 30 of them to make it even worthwhile.
Right.
But we're finding that, you know, hopefully we can get a product out of the market that is actually eccentric coated with 200 billion.
Now, let's talk about the protocol that you use. Now, by the way, I'm going to say it ahead of time, that while Dr. Rouse is going to be discussing these protocols, and you can get these things anywhere, you can get them at afperformancecenter.com. So if you...
You can also, I mean, just for people who it might be inconvenient for them, just find a naturopath that's local to you, and they should be able to have all those for you. So some people might not have the convenience of internet ordering and so forth, so... You can probably buy, you probably pay a lot more, but you can get from a naturopath locally.
Okay, so the first thing that you do is you have your clients taking anywhere from 400 to 900 billion CFUs a day across two doses, one in the morning and one before bed. And I like the one before bed because my research shows that all of the quote-unquote pruning of the flora in the gut is done at night during sleep. So you have them taking anywhere from 400 to 900 billion CFUs a day of non-overlapping, non-competitive probiotic strains, correct?
Yeah. We use a 12 to 14 strain, depending on which one we're looking at. We have a 12. We actually have a 15 as well. I mean, there's thousands, you know, of strains of different bacterial strains in the gastrointestinal system, but these are the ones that we know are beneficial and have a lot of health benefits, so that's the one we use.
So they take those in conjunction with some other things that help, let's say, fertilize, if you will, and produce a proper environment for the probiotics to actually take root, right? You also have people taking pretty decent doses of an amino acid that many people think is just for bodybuilding, but actually it's profoundly important for gut health, and that's glutamine, right?
Yeah, we're taking 20, 40, 60 grams a day. Grams, not milligrams.
Right. And you're doing that, of course, with the probiotics, correct?
Yeah. I mean, glutamine is highly the most abundant amino acid used for repairing the gastrointestinal system. So if you're going to repair it, you need to supply the body with a ton of the glutathione. The L-glutamine.
Right.
I was thinking about glutathione because also that's a secondary peptide that is actually very important for the repair of the gastrointestinal system.
But that can be upregulated through exercise and eating certain foods and certain supplements, right? I mean, you're a big proponent. How do you like to upregulate glutathione for people?
Well, glutathione, if we want to get it directly in the gut, we actually can take glutathione directly because we're utilizing the gut, so you don't have to worry about absorption.
Ah, okay.
So you can actually take glutathione. You can also take the precursors that support the whole pathway, but then, you know, that's got to go in the system and back out again to replenish the gastrointestinal system. When you're taking glutathione in a powder form, say, then that's going to be absorbed through and utilized in the gut primarily.
Yeah, and that's ideal if you want to just target the gut.
That's the
with
case.
It. That's the ideal. Okay, what other we have to take a break in about 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just recap. So what you have your clients doing, first of all, is taking what would be considered pretty aggressive doses of probiotics. Now, interestingly enough, what Dr. Rouse is talking about here, taking 400 to 900 billion with a B CFUs a day of probiotics, is actually now being used by the medical orthodoxy to treat irritable bowel syndrome. Go figure. They are now in a there is actually a product out there by prescription only that is 900 billion CFUs. Unfortunately, it's only 8 non-competing, non-overlapping probiotics instead of the 14 that Dr. Rouse had me using to heal my stomach. But this is now being recognized by the medical orthodoxy as curing IBS. Imagine that. A natural product curing IBS? Could it be, Peter?
Well, they're slowly coming around.
Yeah. All right, let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll get the rest of the supplements that Dr. Rouse uses to repair the gut. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385. And mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me, and and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it, and you'll be a believer too.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at USCellWellness.com. USCell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at USCellWellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Gut health is immensely important and very overlooked today. I'll tell you something else that people are not aware of. And I'm just going to throw this in kind of out of the side, because I recently received an email from a guy who's suffering from GERD and on Nexium. Excuse me. There's a lot of great research on melatonin and GERD. For those of you who do suffer from reflux disorder, you need to go to PubMed and check and search for GERD and melatonin. As little as 600 micrograms of melatonin a night can actually reverse GERD without taking drugs like proton pump inhibitors and crap like that that just screws your stomach up more and actually destroys your digestion. You're not even absorbing anything when you start taking those proton pump inhibitors. Anyway. Okay, Peter. By the way, is there any danger in taking bolus doses beyond, say, 100 billion CFUs of a probiotic? Could it lead to loose stool or anything like that?
No, we haven't seen that. Usually loose stools are more related to the inflammation and other factors in there. We've had people on, you know, literally even higher. I've taken higher doses now. I have a powder form, which is 120 billion per gram. I've taken like 20 grams of that. Nothing. It's fine.
I got to believe that once or twice a year, it's good to do this kind of, like reseeding the lawn, you know, just take, you know, 800-900 billion CFUs. And by the way, for about 21 days, isn't that the length of time that you have to take these, larger doses?
Yeah, we aim for about 4 to 6 weeks if we can, but, you know, we usually take it for about, as you say, 3 weeks, and then we might take it down a little bit after that, but it depends on the symptoms and they're having. If they're not improving, we'll keep it longer, you know, not improving as much as we want. They'll get improvement, but we'll tell it by the improvement in their symptoms, and then we'll back it off down to a maintenance. And the maintenance, I mean, everybody's taking all these low doses. Maintenance for us is 20 to 50 billion, and I'd really like prefer to take 50 billion as a maintenance dosage.
And you know what? People are probably thinking to themselves, oh, my God, that's so much, because the probiotic I buy is only 1 billion, 2 billion. But you have to understand that those probiotics that are 1 billion, 2 billion, they're a waste of money. It's like a drop of water in the ocean. It's not doing anything. If you're not taking large doses, 20, 30, 40, 50 billion CFUs of a probiotic, it's a waste of time to even take it. When you look at the complete landscape of the digestive system, and you realize the analogy I gave before, like dropping a seed in the rainforest and expecting that to have an impact on growth. It's not.
No.
It's not.
It's very minimal.
Okay. Yeah. What other supplements do you recommend taking in conjunction to help rebuild the gut? We've discussed probiotics. We've discussed L-glutamine and even oral glutathione. What else?
Well, do you remember a supplement that came out in the 80s, 90s, I think it was, for bodybuilding, was gamma-aldosterone?
Yes. Yeah, they said it raised testosterone levels.
Well, indirectly, as we're saying, it may affect because of six-hormone binding globulin and that pathway.
Yeah.
But, we use that as a repair supplement as well as phosphatidylcholine. That's kind of effective.
Now gamma-arosanol is actually a derivative of red yeast rice, correct?
Yes, yeah.
So could you just take red yeast rice supplements?
No, because this is a single, it's like, you were talking about the TA65 before. It's like taking, the astragalus instead of the TA65.
It's a much more concentrated. Isolated and concentrated. Okay.
I think the total dosage you need to take of the red yeast rice would be a lot higher. There is a use for the red yeast rice because of the fact that it has other stuff in there that compounds together, but when we're trying to isolate it, it's best to take it for this.
Now, what about the other? What about the? There was another supplement that you sent to me that starts with a G. It almost sounds like saccharide, something saccharide.
I'm trying to remember all the supplements. I sent you a bunch of stuff. I don't know which ones you use. There was another supplement I used, which is this is what we use if you're going to take. A lot of people are taking, say for example, antibiotics. If you're taking probiotics, it's pretty much a waste of time, right? Because of the fact that if the probiotics is going to kill off the actual bacterial strains that you're taking in.
Really? So in other words, taking an antibiotic with a probiotic is not a good idea?
Well, you're going to get some, but it's not going to be anywhere nearly as effective.
Because a lot of people take a probiotic when they have to. I know a lot of people who will take a probiotic because their doctor prescribed an antibiotic. So they take it as a prophylaxis. They say, well, I'm going to take a probiotic just in case so that this antibiotic doesn't destroy my gut flora. So what you're saying is really that's probably a waste to some degree.
To a certain degree, yeah. It's going to be a totally less effective. So if they're using that, then we use a yeast-based type probiotic. Now, we're going to make sure there's no yeast overgrowth first. And then this yeast, particular strain of probiotic is actually yeast-based rather than bacterial-based, so the antibiotics doesn't have an effect on it. But I think the one you were thinking of was also the FOS, the prebiotic as well.
Yes, that's it, yeah.
Okay, so the prebiotic is used to feed the bacteria. Once you've got the bad bacteria out of control, in control, because this feeds all bacteria in the gut, once you get that balance into control, using the prebiotic saccharides, this is a type of sugar that only the bacteria in the gut kind of feeds off. You don't actually utilize it yourself, so it's not you're taking any sugar. This helps kind of recolonize the whole gastrointestinal system much faster because you're feeding all the good bacteria more and more.
I'll tell you something, and we're coming towards the end of the interview. One of the things that I threw into the mix that you and I didn't discuss ahead of time, but it just made perfect sense to me, was I took a single serving of Tums along with my probiotic right before bed to reduce the acidity in my stomach. And I have to tell you, within the first 2 days of using the probiotics with the Tums at night, in the morning I would wake up and I would notice I did not have that awareness of a bloated feeling in my stomach, and my digestion started to change within the first couple of days. Now, I don't know, and you and I talked about this, I don't know if it was because the Tums, by lowering the pH of the stomach, the acidity of the stomach, allowed the coliforms to take root faster or what, but there was clearly a pronounced effect when I started taking the Tums with the nighttime serving of probiotics. You have any thoughts on that?
Well, you got to be careful with Tums because Tums contain aluminium, or I should say in America, alluvium. So
calcium.
But they actually made using aluminium. All the Tums actually do contain small trace doses of aluminium.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they actually are. But, I mean, it's only trace amounts, so still something to be concerned about, so you don't take that on a long-term basis.
No, I just took it for the 21 days that I was using the high doses of probiotics. So, really, in summary, the real magic here is understanding that the amount of probiotics that a person needs to take in order to have any influence on the gut is generally above 400 billion per dose.
Yeah. I mean, I take 200, usually I take between 50 and 200 a day just as the maintenance myself.
And that's what I was going to ask you. So once you get to the point where you've done this for 4 weeks and you have a profoundly different digestive system, then to maintain it that way, about 50 billion CFUs a day of a good full spectrum probiotic is what is needed. Would you say that's correct?
Yeah, we can go as low as 20, but 50 is kind of ideal. Also, you know, some other things you can look at is taking in, you know, foods that are naturally high in their natural form of probiotic. You know, I like to take some of the what do you call them? You know, it's gone from my head, but you know, the fermented type of foods that you
use. Oh, like kimchi, fermented cabbages and stuff. Yeah.
I love my kimchi, so I take a lot of kimchi.
Yeah, and there's quite a few good fermented cabbages out there as well. Fermented vegetable products are very, very good. And the truth of the matter is cabbage, artichokes, leeks, and onions are all very, very powerful prebiotics. They can, as a matter of fact, there was a study done, as Peter points out, excreted probiotics are indicative of the amount of probiotics in the stomach. There was a study done on men taking 20 billion CFUs of a probiotic versus drinking a porridge, a soup made from artichokes, leeks, onions, and cabbage. And the men who were eating the soup as opposed to taking the oral probiotic had a higher degree of excreted probiotics in their stool. So that goes to show you that prebiotics are as important as lining the stomach with these active CFUs. You have to do it all. So there you go, kimchi. Peter, are a lot of the supplements we're talking about available up on your website?
Yeah, most of them are. You know, if someone contacts me directly, because sometimes you want to match this to the individual as well, so something they may need that might not be on the website. So if they want to contact me directly, then they can do that as well.
How do they contact you, Peter?
Best just to email afperformancecenter@gmail.com.
There you go. Or go to the website afperformancecenter.com. And keep in mind that Peter also carries TA65, this amazing, probably the premier anti-aging supplement of the century. He is a distributor for TA65. You can learn more about TA65 by going to afperformancecenter.com. I am experimenting with it right now. I'll be weighing in on it as well. Peter, thanks so much for coming on the show. This is really good stuff.
Thanks, Carl.
Okay, take care. Take care.
Bye.
All right, so when we come back, we're going to have the official Superhuman Radio supplement guru back on the show. He hasn't been on in about a year. We're going to be talking about nootropics being used as ergogenics. This is going to be real good. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger. That's how long I've been on ya. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
When you take real performance enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Oh, that was close. I thought he was going to curse. Ooh. Hi. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I'm really, really happy to have my next guest on. Anytime he's appeared on the show, the shows have become some of the most popular that we've ever done. In fact, in the top 10 all-played shows, continues to be one of his shows, Supplements Worth Spending Money On. None other than the official Superhuman Radio supplement guru, Matt Cahill. How you doing, Matt?
Good, Carl. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. For those of you who don't know Matt, Matt's been around the game for many, many years. Back in the day when I used to just play around on websites like Mind and Muscle and Avent Labs, Matt was developing some of the most aggressive and progressive ergogenics and muscle-building supplements out there. Anybody who knows Matt knows what I'm talking about. And he is the brain power behind Driven Sports now. And I have to say that once again, Matt is doing something that is different than the industry. He sent me a sample of a product to experiment with not too long ago. And I don't ever get this excited about a supplement, but I was calling Matt and leaving him messages and going, I can't believe this stuff, right? But wasn't I?
It was great. We had come home. My wife and I had been out. We had came home, and I saw that there's a message on the machine, and I play it, and you start talking, and she, Melissa, my wife from the other room, goes, "Is that Carl?" And you know, and you start off. I never call and leave messages about products that I've taken, but I had to call.
I actually felt like a stalker after a while. I was like, "Oh man, I better not call him anymore. He's gonna think I lost my mind." But I got to tell you, Matt says, hey, I came out with this new pre-workout product, right? So what am I thinking, right? People send me pre-workout products all the time. And sometimes I take them and sometimes I don't. I don't take the pre-workout products that have high doses of caffeine because I'm 53 years old and I don't need to burst a blood vessel in my eye squatting one day, okay? So I look at the supplement and like the last thing in it is caffeine. And I'm reading on it. It's like it's got a minuscule amount of caffeine. I'm going to try this. So what I always do with pre-workout supplements, by the way, is I take them on non-workout days.
Oh.
Okay? Because I want to see. I don't want to take something and go into the gym and all of a sudden have, like, way too much of a surge going on and become anxiolytic. And, you know, I'm like, no, I don't want to do that, right? So I take it on. So I took this in the morning one day, and all of a sudden, I felt like the smartest, brightest, happiest guy in the world. I was like, wait a minute. What is this stuff? And I was like, this can't be. I even called Anthony Roberts because Anthony was, he told me about it a while ago. He's wait until you see this stuff Maddie's got. It's unbelievable.
Right.
So I'm like, oh my God, this stuff is making my brain work faster. And it's giving me a sense of well-being that I haven't had in decades, what is this stuff? Now, keep in mind, it did not make me feel anxious.
Right.
It didn't make me feel jittery. But I had this, everything that was going on was in my head. And I was thinking, oh my God, this is like a nootropic. And let's face it. If you get into the gym and feel like I can crush the weights, guess what? You'll crush the weights.
You crush them. That's exactly what it
is. You don't have to have, your pulse rate doesn't have to elevate and your blood pressure doesn't have to go up and you don't have to feel jittery like, oh my God, I'm going to go run through the wall. But if you feel like, wow, I got this. This is going to be easy. Guess what? It's easy. The sense of perceived exhaustion is gone when you train with this stuff.
Yep.
But more importantly, I see this stuff. I see people having craze parties, like everybody gets together and does a little craze and sits around and sips wine and just is like they're at their most intelligent that they're going to be for the whole day.
It really is like the whole craze formula is it's really a paradigm shift from the way most pre-workouts are probably formulated or thought to be. You know, the focus was to try to get away from these ever-escalating massive doses of caffeine that are consumed right before the workout, and it's this out-of-control stimulation is what you're used to having and looking for the workout. And, we didn't want – I'm someone who loves caffeine. I drink probably 10 or 12 Diet Cokes a day, plus taking stims and whatever else it may be. So I'm not someone who doesn't respond well to caffeine or doesn't like caffeine. It was just that this, 6 or 7 years ago when you and I are posting on, Mind and Muscle and Avant, no one would have ever have thought that we'd be at a point now where people are routinely taking 350 plus milligrams of caffeine pre-workout. I mean, it never happened.
In fact, when caffeine anhydrous became in vogue on the boards, it was recommended to take 200 milligrams and only a couple times a day because adrenal fatigue was sure to occur. And I happen to have been one of the idiots who pushed it. And sure enough, I crashed from using way too much caffeine anhydrous.
Right. So it was the design focus for the formula was, how do we deliver this mental focus and energy in the gym to improve performance in the gym, not to try to develop some kind of a pump in the gym? We were of the belief, me and Rob Clark, who was also a longtime poster on Avant under Robbo, and Brian Sweet, who also works with me, is a longtime poster on Avant under Shadow Jack. The three of us working on it was, if we can, the best pumps that we've ever had in the gym were from the best workouts we ever had.
Right.
So instead of trying to figure out, okay, well, what ingredients can we give to give us a pump? Then what ingredients do we have to take to try to make that pump last? Then what ingredients do we have to take so that we can keep taking the first pump ingredient so that in 2 weeks it keeps working? You know, it's just like this ongoing added system of, okay, well, to make arginine work, we need 7 other things. Or to make NO last in the blood, we need 15 other things. So instead it was, how do we just have the best workout we've ever had over and over and over? And if we can do that, you should continually get the best pumps over and over and over.
And let's get a little deeper with this just for a second, okay? We've had Ori Hofmeckler on the show numerous times, and Ori and I have explored this phenomenon. Like when you go into the gym, like I told a story once back in 2005, right before I got sick, and I was really training as hard as I've ever trained in my life. I had 505 pounds on the bar, and I was getting ready to do a single rep with it. And the first rep was so easy, I thought, I'm going to do a second rep. And when I got down in the hole, I realized I wasn't going to be able to come back out. And
right.
I totally freaked out, and I exploded and stood right up with the bar on my back. And I thought, how did I do that? And why can't I do that all the time? That's complete mental. That's all mental. That I was so afraid of falling and dropping this 500 pounds and making a fool of myself in the gym that I just went boom and came up. And Ori says that's the same story you hear about people who lift cars.
Right.
That's all in your head. That's not caffeine driven. That's not peripherally driven. That's all centrally nervous system driven.
Exactly. It's this neurotropic, like brain candy, brain chemistry focus that you're getting is completely different than the buzzed out of control caffeine you know, overstim that you're getting. It's a two completely different things. In Craze, we have under 100 milligrams of caffeine per
scoop. I think it's like 80, right? It's
like 80 milligrams.
80 milligrams of caffeine is like two or three cups of tea.
Yeah, it's less than most people would consume at Starbucks just having coffee for, you know, just the regular day.
A small coffee that I just drank from Starbucks, the small, whatever they call it, the Quanto, whatever small little 12-ounce cup of coffee has 240 milligrams of caffeine in it.
Exactly. I mean, think if you went into the, you know, original way back in the day when everyone's doing the homebrew ECA stack and we're getting the, you know, the Bronchaid tablets and you're getting the no-dose, you're getting the aspirin, the no-dose is 200. So it's less than half of that split. So it really, the focus wasn't to be, we need, you know, how safe do we believe caffeine can be? Could we give people 400 milligrams of caffeine and think it's safe? Could we give them 450? You know, it wasn't that kind of approach at all. It was more of, there has to be something else that we're missing in what goes on in the workout, and it isn't related to caffeine. Even though caffeine helped the formula, which is obviously why we've got it in there,
right,
and it's one of the best-selling ingredients with the most science on it for being a legitimate ergogenic aid. So we knew caffeine had to
but
be in the
but
formula.
But caffeine, there's a point of diminishing returns, in my humble opinion, with caffeine. And when caffeine is one of those things that people always think more is better. And what ends up happening is there's a threshold, a very, very, very fast approaching threshold of where caffeine maxes out its ergogenic effect and now becomes, it actually works against you by causing complete adrenal dump and giving you a washed out feeling where you feel like as though, you know what, I don't even want to work out. I just want to get out of here. I need to go do something to calm down now.
Right. Yeah. I need to have this release of energy so that I can just relax.
Right.
Because otherwise it's just overwhelming the amount, you know, as these caffeine doses get higher, as more people drink caffeine, as more people drink, or drink soda or drink coffee, you don't realize it, where else you're getting it. And now you're talking about most people work out at, you know, 5 or 5:30 after they get out of work at night. And now you're going to take your pre-workout after having caffeine, coffee and soda all day long. You're going to take 350 to 400 milligrams of caffeine going in and you plan on being able to go to sleep in 5 hours. Forget it.
Yeah. You know, We have to take a break, Matt. So hold on just a second. I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up. I'm telling you right now that I think that this product Craze goes beyond pre-workout ergogenic. I got to tell you that my thoughts were more fluid when I was using it. This is a true nootropic product. This product will make you sharper, make you feel better, and a byproduct of it is you'll train a lot harder in the gym as well. We're talking with Matt Cahill from Driven Sports. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Would you go on
with someone like me? No. There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control
E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Matt Cahill from Driven Sports about their new product, Craze. And I got to tell you, this is the real thing. I don't think anybody out there has any type of pre-workout supplement like this. I really, really mean that. And I've tried a lot. I have people sending me stuff all the time. I've never, ever tried a product like this before. The product not only makes you train harder in the gym, but it makes you more alert, more focused. I'm talking about just doing work, just working. Matt, I got to do an interview in January on Fox News with Fox and Friends. I'm definitely taking either a half a dose or a full dose of Craze right before the interview, because I want to be on my toes. I want to be able to access information in my head quickly. That's what the product does.
It really does. It's really, it has way better, or way more use than what you would think of a normal pre-workout would. It really does seem to help improve
cognition.
Yeah, cognition. It really does.
You know what it reminds me of? What was that movie that was just out where the guy was taking the pill? He became from being a slacker. He ended up being like the governor of a state. You know what I'm talking about?
Limitless.
Limitless. Yeah.
And it's funny that you would say it, because having not talked about it with you, you know, at all in that, you know, that being referring it to Limitless, we probably have had, I don't know, something like 25 or 30% of the people that try Craze the first time is exactly how they describe it, as if you've seen the movie. It's one of those things where you take Craze, trying to describe what it's like prior to taking it, because it's so different than other pre-workouts, it's just hard to kind of put in words. Once you've tried it, everyone understands, you know, you have this, you both understand the person that you're talking to about it, exactly what it does and how it feels. It's just hard to get it into words. And the movie Limitless is like a good representation of
it. Yeah,
you
just feel like you have access to every bit of information in your brain fluidly, and like, don't get me wrong, you probably could remember this stuff, but you'd have to like stumble for it, and it wouldn't be right at your tongue when you want it. It just enhances cognition dramatically. And obviously, that does have an effect. And for those of you who are saying, yeah, but why would I want to take this pre-workout? It'll make me want to read a book instead of lift. No, not at all. Because, and ironically, that you sent me this supplement to try before this Scandinavian study was published by the University of Zurich, showing that muscle fatigue originates in the brain, not in the muscle.
Right. So it's now, you know, it was something that we had thought, which confirms what you had thought underneath the bar. You know, when you're trying to squat and you feel like it's too much weight, it fundamentally being tired or fatigue is being controlled and starting in the brain. So it's not that the muscle can't lift it or won't be able to lift it. It's your brain is signaling it's time to quit prior to muscles being able to give out.
Right.
And so it's as long as the brain is firing, you know, all the way and wide open, then you should be able to extend past the normal limits or stops that you would normally have. And something we see over and over is people are, even on the first dose, are setting multiple new personal records in their lifts. You know, significantly more weight, significantly more reps, multiple times during the workout on the first dose. And it's just because you're so focused and locked in. The, you know, a lot of people say that, oh, you know, I wasn't someone who believed in the mind-muscle connection, you know, prior to using it, but now I understand what people are talking about when they get it. And because I just feel like I'm so focused on the task at hand, which is why it's not necessarily a why would I want to take like a study aid before I work out, or why would I want to take a pre-workout before I was going to, you know, read a book or do an interview. It's just you're focused. Your total focus is on the task at hand. So if you're in the gym, it's about having the best workout you can have. And if you're giving an interview, it's about being focused for having the interview.
Well, you know what? I've talked about this on the show when we've done different shows about powerlifting and stuff like that. And I've talked about I struggle with something that I call the noise in my head. When I'm getting ready to do some of my heaviest lifts, I have a very, very hard time focusing on the lifts because I have all this other stuff going through my head. And
right.
some of it is related to the lift, and it's like scary stuff like, oh man, I hope I don't blow a disc. I hope, you know, this doesn't happen. And then some of it is like extraneous stuff like, oh, when I get to the studio, I got to cut that spot. And it's hard for me to really, really, I've never understood that, laser focused. The only time I've ever been laser focused is when it's been like a life or death situation where all of a sudden time starts moving slowly. That's what this product does for you. It makes you so cognizant of what you're doing that you feel like you're coming up with things, like at an easy pace because it almost feels like you're slowing down because you're so focused on just one thing.
Right, and we believe the reason for that is less of this focus on caffeine to drive stimulation, and instead more of the nootropic to increase focus and energy. It's not a how do we jack central nervous system as much as possible. You really aren't overly stimmed when you take Craze. Even if you take a little too much on the first time that you take it, it's a very clean feeling. So your heart isn't racing, your hands aren't shaking, your blood pressure isn't going up through the roof. It's not that type of a thing. It's this focus and energy over and over is what you see people responding to it. And when we originally started the formula for it, the basic premise of it was we weren't going to try to focus on pump. It was either the formula was going to improve all our performance in the gym, and whatever ingredients we were using would do that, whether it was for focus, actual performance, or for the way you feel so that the workout itself was better, or we weren't going to use it. And that's basically how we got to the formula that we have for this. A lot of people ask, how come beta-alanine isn't in the product? Wow, you know, you should be using it. We've got studies showing that beta-alanine plus creatine are good. When we were testing the various formulas out and we put beta-alanine in, performance went down. When we took beta-alanine out, performance went back up. When we put it back in, it went back down.
Really?
So if it, yep.
Why so do you think that was?
We believe it's because, you know, for some people, beta-alanine can act as a neurotransmitter. And so because of it, maybe there's like a cross reaction in the in central nervous system or with the stimulation.
Well, but also the other thing that we have to focus on here, focus, no pun intended, is that this product exclusively works in the brain, and beta alanine is designed to work peripherally in the muscle.
Right, and you don't necessarily have to have beta alanine prior to the workout in order to get the benefits of beta alanine.
That's right. That's right. And in fact, it's one of those things that over time loads and you have muscle carnosine levels that load and there's a benefit to loading with beta alanine over time.
Right.
So it's not something you need right before the workout necessarily. Let me read this little brief press release from the study from Zurich. The extent to which we are able to activate our muscles voluntarily depends on motivation and willpower, or the physical condition and level of fatigue of the muscles, for instance. The latter particularly leads to noticeable and measurable performance impairments. For a long time, the research on muscle fatigue was largely confined to the changes in the muscle itself.
Now, a joint research project between the University of Zurich and ETH Zurich has shifted the focus to brain research. What they discovered in this research was that way before muscle fatigue actually occurs, the signal from the brain, the neuronal activity in the brain, inhibits the muscle contractile force. So what's basically happening is, and appropriately so, the brain acts as a governor.
Right.
It says, you know, this is not an event that is required that we push as hard as we can. So we're pulling the plug up here. And this is why muscle activation ceases before muscular fatigue occurs. The fatigue occurs in the brain.
Right. If you go back and you think about it, so the brain is looking at it at the, if you could view it as this way, the brain's looking at the situation like, okay, so we know we want to lift this barbell, but is it life or death to lift the barbell? It's
right.
Not. So we're shutting off because before we do something stupid or get hurt or whatever it might be, we've had enough. We've lifted it 9 times. You know what I mean? There's no reason to go for the 10th. We're shutting it off. It doesn't mean that you couldn't get 10, 11, and 12 before it would normally shut off. It's just like you were saying with your head that the other outside noises that you're getting of whatever thought, what am I having for dinner? What's the next work? What's the next exercise I'm going to do? How many reps is this? What song? This song that's playing is terrible. You know, whatever it might be. All these other things kind of interact in with the brain.
Right.
Saying, okay, it's enough.
Now, that's not to say that crazy is going to make you be reckless either. It's not like you're going to go in there and you're going to do things and hurt yourself. But what is happening here is there is a reduction in the distractions in your brain that allows you to be much more focused. And with that focus comes greater strength. That's all there is to it. It really is amazing. But this, again, I cannot say this, and I know I've said it before, this product is so much more than that. I predict that people who study with Craze and then take tests with Craze will test higher. I predict if you have social anxiety, if you use a little Craze before you go out, you'll be like a chick magnet. I predict, I'm telling you right now, this stuff is amazing. This stuff, and I don't say that. I just don't say, I mean, I love supplements, don't get me wrong, but I don't say that. This stuff is amazing.
Yeah, it really is completely different. It really is completely different. And it's not that it's using, if you go down the ingredient list, you know, we're using all ingredients in it. I think there's 7 in total.
Can you discuss any of the ingredients when we come out of this break? Okay, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up with Matt Cahill from Driven Sports. Matt, where can people get Craze right now?
They can get it at bodybuilding.com. They can get it at NutriPlanet.com. Anywhere on the web it should be, but I know for sure bodybuilding.com and NutriPlanet.com have it.
Do you know if Orbit has it? Mitch Barham over at Orbit?
He should have it.
Okay.
He should.
Okay.
It's been selling quickly, so he should have it.
Okay, so check it out. I'm telling you, you will not be disappointed. Buy yourself a jug of Craze and then email me after you take your first dose. But just email me once. Don't email me a string of emails, because that's what I did to Matt the first time I tried it. I just kept calling him and going, I can't believe this stuff. This is amazing. All right, stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SH Radio. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter Urethane Series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. USCell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
She take my money.
Work it, make it, do it. Makes us all the better, faster, stronger. Work it, better, make it better.
Welcome back.
Faster.
We're talking with Matt Cahill from Driven Sports. Their new product is called Craze. I promise you, if you buy it, you'll be able to write lyrics like Kanye.
That's how long I've been on ya.
Well, who knows? Maybe something even better than that. Anyway, I'm telling you, man, this stuff is amazing. It really is. It is so much more than a pre-workout ergogenic aid. It is just so much more. I can see taking this before a job interview. I can see taking this before you go out with your friends. Matt, discuss some of the ingredients so people understand that we're really talking about nootropics here.
Right. Besides the performance portion of it for the pre-workout. So we have, you know, we have trimethylglycine or betaine anhydrous, however, you know, you know it.
Right.
Creatine monohydrate, L-citrulline, vitamin C, and caffeine. We've got two new, not new to the industry. They're actually both plant extracts were sold prior to 1994 as dietary ingredients. But one is dendrobium, which is it's a wild orchid that's used in China and Asia for it's as an energizing tea and a brain tonic and a sexual aid tonic was what they referred to it as. So I don't know, it doesn't increase potency,
but it probably increases dopamine, which increases libido. I'll bet money on that one.
Right, or reduce progesterone, you know,
yeah,
or prolactin,
yeah.
So the response is better. Citrus reticulata, which is a lime peel extract. And both of those ingredients, like I said, were pre-1994 ingredients sold as dietary ingredients, and both have GRAS status, which is something extremely unique for, central nervous system stimulants or stimulating ingredients that end up in pre-workouts. Most don't have GRAS status, meaning that they're generally recognized as being safe.
Okay.
Dendrobium, they've tried to find toxicity levels for it in mice, and they keep giving and giving and giving more and more, and the mice never die. So the last dose, I believe, that was tested was something like 833 milligrams per kilo, and still no LDL, noticeable LDL 50 dose.
Right.
So, you know, extremely safe ingredients. They have both plant extracts contain a natural amount of phenethylamines, which are, you know, the building blocks for various neurotransmitters and brain function ingredients in norepinephrine and epinephrine,
right,
and dopamine and so on. And we also have phenethylamine hydrochloride in there with itself along with caffeine. And it's this unique four-ingredient energy blend of dendrobium, PEA hydrochloride, citra reticulata, and caffeine anhydrous that drives the neurotropic focus effect of the product.
Okay, now let's talk a little bit about something. The first time I took it on an off day, and I only took half the recommended dose, and I felt it right away. The next day, I took it on a workout day, and I took half the recommended dose, and I trained. I mean, I had a great day in the gym. Then I bumped it up to a full dose because that's the way I am. I like to go. I'm sensitive to certain things, especially when they're supposed to have some sort of stimulatory effect. I just wanted to make sure that stuff wasn't going to overstimulate me. Once I got up to the full dose and realized that it does not overstimulate, doesn't give you the jitters, doesn't give you a crash, I actually did a double dose one day because you were kind enough to send me like four sample packets. They were little packet bags in there. And so I did a double dose, which was a whole packet, because one packet was actually two servings.
Right.
Okay. I did a double dose that day, but I didn't do it all at once. I did half of it first thing in the morning on an empty stomach, and it was like within 30 seconds, I was like, zing. I was like, okay, I'm ready to go. I'm going to work, get to the gym and train. And then I did the other half before I came into the studio, and I did not have any crash or anything like that. That evening, however, I did notice what I would call, I don't know how to describe it, not a sense of melancholia. I don't know that it was from this. It could have just been, I've been training, I've been doing fasted workouts. It could have been something related to that. Is there any chance of taking a high enough dose where it kind of depletes any neurotransmitters that could occur later on?
We haven't yet. We haven't come across it where there's this crash or this, you know, hangover type feeling from having taken it.
And I'm sure you've done pretty bolus doses, right?
We have. We took a, you know, we've been testing this formula for probably close to almost 2 years before it was released. And so we've tried it with, you know, probably 12 or 15 different ingredients or different types of formulas where we've finally settled on this formula as being the best formula. And then I always take whatever it is first, and then I normally, because of knowing my body and sensitivity to various supplements or ingredients, I can usually get the dosing range down fairly quickly in where the low end is going to be, where the high end is going to be. And then once we start getting close to where we think the actual dose is going to be, then I start taking more and more and more until we get a good idea of what type of side effects could be expected from it. No one's ever going to be able to say, oh, I took it and, you know, X happened, without it actually happening, because I get all of these side effects. I'm very sensitive to them.
Right.
So I know it before anyone else is going to know it, and we've taken a lot, you know, very high doses for long periods of time, and we still haven't had a depleted type, you know, hangover type feel. I had taken it for probably the finished formula, probably 4 or 5 months straight, and ended up going on a family vacation, and I decided that I was going to just stop it, you know, completely. I had been taking it every day up until then, and I decided, all right, tomorrow morning when I wake up to get ready to go to JFK to get on the plane, I'm not going to take any, and I'm not going to use any at all during the week to see if there's any kind of severe crash from now the loss of, even though it's a little bit of caffeine. Caffeine, usually, if you're someone who uses caffeine a lot and all of a sudden you stop using it, usually there's a significant crash.
Yeah, headache, yeah, moodiness, that sort of thing, right.
Stopped it for a week, and I had no issues. I didn't stop caffeine for the week. I just stopped taking Craze for the week. No issues with it. No, you know, no hangover type feeling or sluggish or any of that. And so we don't find that there's a depletion. And our theory is that there is something else inside that's naturally found in dendrobium and citrus reticulata that are helping make PEAs. And
so, in other words, it not only stimulates, it's a donor as well.
Yeah, and so because of it, you don't get this normal pre-workout crash. There's really no crash. You take it, you usually can start to, if you're somewhat sensitive, you can feel it start to work in about 20 minutes. The peak usually starts 45 minutes after you've taken it, and that higher level of energy and focus lasts roughly 2 to 3 hours.
Yeah.
And then it slowly tapers off, and it just stops. There's no crash. There's no nothing. You just,
right.
It stops. You go to sleep, and that's it.
I'll tell you the God's honest truth. I could see this taking the place of recreational drugs. I really can. I think that this stuff is fantastic. I really, really do. I think that when people try it, they will find out that it just increases the quality of your mood, your ability to focus, your capacity to think, and access to information just flows. Your cognition improves. You feel good. And in my opinion, a byproduct of it is you go into the gym and you train like an animal. And it's like, and you know what? I got to be honest with you, and I hope you take this in the spirit that it's meant. I almost feel like you're pandering by calling it craze. It really deserves a better name than craze. You know what I mean?
And it's funny because we went through, I've never had such a hard time naming a product as we did with this. We probably tried or thought of 100 different names before at the last minute finally just saying, you know, going back and going with craze. And to go back to what you had just said before, I agree with all of everything that you had said, except the only reason why I would disagree with the recreational type drug where people would want to use it, you don't get high.
No, but you know what?
You feel good.
Yes.
But I can't imagine anyone saying, oh, you know what, instead of getting high tonight, I'm going to drink some craze.
No, but you know what I mean. It's like, okay, I'm a product of the 70s, okay? And so it's well known by my audience that, I mean, I used recreational drugs when I was a kid. And craze, and when people take drugs to have an altered state, to be someone different, if you will. And when you use craze, you just have this, instead of feeling like you feel kind of like a super version of you. Does that make sense?
That does. I agree. You do, and it goes into it, like you said, even at the end of the day, all of it, and you still have a killer workout.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it's like, but it's so much more than a pre-workout, in my opinion. Okay. Look, Wes Scott has just messaged me, on Facebook, and he's got three questions. The first one I can answer because we said this earlier in the show. He wants to know how much caffeine is in craze. 80 milligrams a serving. Nothing. I mean,
right.
We're talking about a third of what is in the traditional boutique cup of coffee. So it's nothing. He also asked if you can take it if you have seasonal affected disorder. I think you should take it if you have seasonal affected disorder because it'll probably make the seasonal affected disorder go away. That's my opinion. I mean, it just makes you feel really, really good. Let's see. What's the other one here? He said the product should have been called, I can't make it out. Hold on a second. My screen is tilted the wrong way. He said the product should have been called, come on, I can't read it. I can't get to my screen. That's okay. But anyway, it has a very, very small amount of caffeine. Can you take it if you have seasonal affective disorder?
I mean, I believe you could, as long as you're not taking specific medication to help with seasonal disorder. You know, if you're someone who, I mean, we're not a doctor, it's not a drug, we wouldn't recommend taking it with prescription drugs,
right.
Obviously, and of course everyone should talk to their doctor if they do take prescription drugs and want to use any supplement, not just
right.
But any supplement. You do feel really good when you take it. You know, there's no denying it. You're in a really good mood, you're in a good mood for the day for it, so, you know, it I can't see it hurting so long as you're, like I said, you're not using.
Yeah, you're not using an MAOI,
exactly.
That inhibitor. He said you should call it Utopia. I do like that, actually.
I think my sister actually suggests that when I first gave it to her, just to try out, and I think that she had said that, and then she had something else. There was another name for it. It might have been Limitless, which we actually looked into just because of the movie. But there was already a currently trademark on it being used.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that. But it really does. It reminds me of that movie Limitless. It really, really does. Because it makes you just feel like you're in such good control of your brain, and you can access information, and you're just like, you know when you've had one of those moments where like everything falls in place, and like you're talking to somebody and you're like spewing stuff, and you're like, oh man, you know, like this is really great. I'm coming across really, really smart. It makes you that way. It just,
right.
you take it instead of getting a by chance day where you've got enough sleep and you feel well rested and you're good. And it's like, it just makes you feel that way. It really does.
Also, is completely separately to Wes from Facebook, who's asking about the seasonal. He should probably be taking more vitamin D during the winter.
Oh yeah, without a doubt.
That could also be a part of it.
Yeah, 10,000 IUs if you're between 5,000 and 10,000 IUs a day is a good place to start, and then obviously have hydroxy 25 levels chested to see where you're falling.
Right.
Matt, how much is a jug of Craze?
$31.99 is probably like the median price where we would expect, you'd be able to find it. Maybe someplace will have it for $32, but we expect it to be around $31.99. And you get, 45 servings, and it's a one scoop serving. And the one scoop we believe is an actual one scoop serving, meaning that this isn't one of the products where we were going to say, okay, you can take one scoop. You only need to take one scoop, but in actuality, you need to take three scoops. You don't. Most people will use the one scoop dose, and that will be plenty for them to use. You'll absolutely feel it the first time on the first dose at one scoop or even at half a scoop.
I was just going to say that. I would try half a scoop to start out with. This stuff is the real thing.
Which is what we recommend. We recommend starting out with half a scoop and take it for a couple days at a half a scoop with no other products so you can get a good feel for it. Then you could, try to adjust your dose there to what fits. No one will ever need more than two scoops.
No.
There is no need for it.
No need for
it.
If anything, if you want to use two scoops, take one and then, 5 hours later, take another one if you just want to feel that way most of the day.
Exactly.
But there's really no need to take two scoops back to, at the same time. And I tell you the truth. I don't even mix it. I just threw the stuff in my mouth and just swished it around and let it go. And it tastes good that way too, by the way. It got a grape flavor, I think it was, right?
It's funny because we had gone, now that it's been released, more people have been able to try it. And, originally the, growing up, grape Kool-Aid was my favorite flavor. So that was what we were going for with it. And it ended up being that, originally the colder the water and the more water you had, the closer it tasted to grape Kool-Aid. But now as we've gone and more people have tried it, normally now I take it the same way that you do. I pour the scoop right in my mouth and then drink water.
Swish it around and let it go. Hey, listen, we got to take our last commercial break. When we come back, I'm going to try to – Matt has a baby on the way, and I'm going to try to talk him out of drinking so much diet soda. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler, and now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at USCellWellness.com. USCell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Matt Cahill from Driven Sports about their new product, Craze. This product, I've never, ever done this before. Craze gets the official two thumbs up from Superhuman Radio, man. This is a great product. Really great product. All right, so anyway, we have a question on Facebook from Matthew Chan. He trains late in the evening. He wants to know if he can take it and still get to sleep. I think that just depends on how late you train. I got to feel like if you're training 7, 8 o'clock at night and you're taking anything that has any mental stimulatory effects, peripheral, central nervous system stimulatory effects, it's going to make it harder for you to sleep.
It could, even the workout alone. If you have a really good workout late at night, that alone could keep you, you know, could make it tougher to sleep right away.
Yeah.
What I could say with it is I train every day at somewhere between 5:30 and 6 o'clock, and I'm asleep every night somewhere between 12:30 and 1:30.
And what time do you get up in the morning, Matt?
I get up at like anywhere between 8:45 and 9:30.
Okay, so that's not so bad then. Okay.
No, not it's not. I go to bed a little later than most people. I get to wake up a little bit later than most people.
There you go.
So what I can say is what we had seen during testing was if you took an over-the-counter sleep aid that contained either 5-HTP or tryptophan or GABA, it had the tendency to almost reignite the energy and the focus from Craze, making it harder to either sleep, fall asleep, or stay asleep. But melatonin, anywhere between 1 and 3 milligrams, works like a charm.
Yeah.
So if you needed it to try.
And that's because 5-HTP and tryptophan are donors for more than just melatonin.
Again, they can also increase epinephrine,
yes.
Norepinephrine, dopamine. You know, I mean, they're more to it than just that. They can have stimulatory effects, even if they normally you would associate them being as
calming. Yeah, and they may not be. Yeah.
When it comes to those, it's always about dose and what else was taken in conjunction with it. Melatonin didn't. If you were someone who couldn't fall asleep normally because of whatever the reasons were, 1 or 3 milligrams of melatonin was perfectly fine. So as long as he's not working out really late, you know, and expecting to be able to go to sleep really soon. So if he's someone who's, you know, working out at 8 or 9 o'clock, you know, at night, but he thinks he's going to be able to, you know, try to go to sleep at 11. No, I wouldn't take it. I wouldn't take it that late.
And I wouldn't do that anyway because you're not feeding your workout. You can't eat the number of meals right after your workout that you should be eating to help feed your workout.
Right. So as long as you're not doing that, I don't think anyone will, you know, I don't think you'll have an issue with being able to fall asleep.
Matt, what's up with all the diet soda, man?
You know what? It's so funny. I used to be a huge regular soda junkie when I was younger, and I was a huge fatty. And eventually, I, you know, discovered dieting and, you know, and exercise and got into it. And I, 1 year as a New Year resolution, I decided I wasn't going to drink soda anymore. So, you know, I ended up going a whole year without drinking any soda, and I was only drinking water. And eventually, you get sick of the taste of water. And I had tried diet soda, and I don't know, something about it, I ended up really liking it, and I mean, there's no one that drinks more diet soda than I drink. I love
dude,
it.
Dude, but that's not a good thing, man. I mean, that, those, you cannot, I know that, I mean, you cannot, there's no way to mitigate the effects of those chemicals that you're drinking constantly all day long. It's just,
no,
it's just not good.
It can't be good. It can't
you know what you should do? Next time you're at the grocery store, pick up a couple hunks of ginger. I know Anthony does this too, by the way, because I talked about it on the show one day, and he posted something on Facebook, so I know he does the same thing.
Okay.
But just get some ginger, slice it up, put it in like 2 or 3 cups of water, boil it, then pour it in a big jar, and just let it sit, and add water to it, and siphon water off of it, add a little club soda to it, and a little bit of stevia, and it's the best ginger ale in the world. It'll satisfy your need for soda. But it's got no sugar in it, and it's completely anti-inflammatory. Ginger is a profound cyclooxygenase inhibitor.
Ginger is great.
Oh, yeah.
On top of that, great for the stomach, great for, you know,
it's just great.
The stomach.
It cures cancer. I mean, there's so much about ginger. I use ginger oil. That's what I buy. I have ginger extract that I actually use the way I'm just explaining to you. But just you gotta stop drinking that club soda. That diet soda. You got a kid on the way now, right?
I do. We just found out. We are pregnant, and we actually found out this morning that it's going to be a boy.
Oh, so, wow! Congratulations, man.
Thank you very much. My wife's due in June, and you know we had been trying.
Oh, I hope the baby's born on June the 11th. That's my birthday.
Is it really?
Yeah.
The projected due date is June 16th, so you're close.
Okay. Tell Melissa to deliver a little early.
I'll do what I can.
But anyway. But no, you gotta back out of that soda. You gotta do
I'll
that.
I'll try the ginger. I like ginger ale, so I'll
yeah,
I'll
just
definitely
get,
give it a
just
shot.
Get the ginger, boil it in some water, let it cool, pour it in a jar, keep the jar in the fridge, and that's kind of like your liqueur. You add that, you pour half of that into a glass of water, add the other half of club soda, a couple drops of stevia, and you're done, man.
I will give it a shot.
Yeah, it's good stuff. All right, so anyway, I am telling you, if you want to try something that really, really, really does produce a fantastic feeling, will make you train harder in the gym for sure, but make you work harder, study harder, and feel happier all the way around, you must try Craze. And I want to hear from people. Those of you who try the product, I want you to email me at onair@superhumanradio.com. I want to hear about your first Craze experience. I want you to go from being a Craze virgin, and I want to know about it, and we're going to have Matt back on the show, and we're going to read your emails or even have you on the air to talk about the first time you use Craze. If it's not exactly like I'm telling you, I will refund your money on the product myself. So how does that sound? There you go. Hey, Matt, thanks so much for coming. And well, you got to come back on, man. I know you've been busy building your business, but you got to, people miss you, man.
We definitely have to. Got it. Even if it's just like a random day where there's nothing on the schedule, we'll just talk about whatever's going on.
There you go. There you go. And we'll definitely do a Craze follow-up. I want people to try it, and I want people to email me at onair@superhumanradio.com and tell me about your Craze experience.
You know, what else you could do with it is something that we had tried when we first were handing out the samples. We had people, and I know you're on Twitter, have them take it and Twitter directly, you know, at Superhuman Radio and hashtag it while they're in the workout, and you get to have, it's almost like they're taking it and you're with them in the workout.
Oh, I'd love that. I'd love
that.
You
get the constant update. It's great.
Yeah, I'd love that. That'd be really cool. Really, really cool. Hey, Matt, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me, Carl.
And congratulations on the baby, man.
Thank you very much.
Okay. I and also want to thank Dr. Peter Rouse for coming on and talking about gut health. Remember, the real magic in gut health is taking large doses of probiotics. If you're not taking between 400 billion and 900 billion CFUs of a non-competing, non-overlapping 8 to 14 different probiotic strains every day for 21 days to 6 weeks, you are not going to rebuild your gut. You're just not. Taking 1 billion, 5 billion, 20 billion, that's nonsense. Even though that's what doctors tell you to do and everybody else tells you to do, it's nonsense. It doesn't work. Okay? So the magic is those large doses of probiotics to really, really change the flora in the stomach. Of course, go to afperformancecenter.com and check out Dr. Rouse's products. He has a lot of the products there that we talked about today. And of course, get in touch with him at afperformancecenter@gmail.com if you want a personal consultation. He has helped thousands of people straighten out their stomachs, including me. and I'm very thankful for it. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Superhuman Radio. Thanks for listening.